Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Finance Minister Tendai-Biti says South Africa has approved a $100 million loan in budgetary support to cash-strapped Zimbabwe ahead of this year's crucial elections as the country's leadership finally agreed to allow into Harare a United Nations Elections Assessment Team that has been stranded in Johannesburg since last week.
I'm aware that the South African cabinet has actually made a decision on the budgetary assistance and the positive one. But what is outstanding is the question of implementation. I have no idea I'll be seeing Pravin Gordhan in Washington in the next few days. And this is one of the issues that is very topical.
Chief Justice Godfrey Chijikauseku writes to President Robert Mugabe explaining allegations of misconduct being leveled against High Court Judge Justice Charles Wungwe, who has been under fire from some within ZANU-PF following his recent decision ordering the state to release lawyer Beatrice Mtetwa.
What Chief Justice Chijikauseku would have done now is just to say that probably they have made an investigation and they have seen that conduct charge, and then alerting the president as the person who appointed him.
And Dynamo's football club calls an extraordinary meeting in Harare tomorrow to discuss the team's poor performance following its fourth consecutive draw yesterday against newly promoted Triangle Football Club.
Finance Minister Tendai-Biti today said he was hopeful South Africa will approve a $100 million loan in budgetary support to cash-strapped Zimbabwe ahead of crucial elections expected sometime this year, as the country's leadership finally agreed to allow into Harare a United Nations election assessment team that has been stranded in Johannesburg since last week. Ivan Chifera has more details from the capital.
Finance Minister Tendai-Biti told journalists in Harare today that South Africa has approved $100 million in budgetary support to help Harare plug a gap in its finances ahead of crucial elections expected sometime this year. Harare approached South Africa and oil-rich Angola for $150 million last year as aid from Western nations remained low. Biti said he was aware the South African cabinet had made what he said was a positive decision following his request.
We have, pursuant to the discussions in 24 September 2013, we've also written in the last 4 weeks to the Republic of South Africa and to the Republic of Angola to specifically ask for electoral assistance. I've written. So in addition to the $100 million budget support we have requested to the Republic of South Africa, I've also specifically written both to South Africa and to Angola requesting electoral assistance. I'm aware that the South African cabinet has actually made a decision on the budgetary assistance and a positive one. But what is outstanding is the question of implementation. I have no idea I'll be seeing Pravin Gordhan in Washington in the next few days. And this is one of the issues that is very topical.
But Reuters news agents quoted a South African Treasury spokeswoman refusing to comment on Biti's statement, just that the two governments were, quote, engaged in ongoing discussions about the loan. Biti said he had also made an additional plea to South Africa and Angola to fund elections expected later this year, adding the government had borrowed $40 million domestically to fund a March 16 constitutional referendum. On the UN elections assessment team, Biti said Harare has now cleared the group, which has been stuck in South Africa since Wednesday, adding unit government principals in their usual Monday meeting were expected to agree on whether or not the team would be allowed to meet with the civil society leaders.
Yesterday afternoon, I spent the whole afternoon in negotiations with the Minister of Justice about the terms of reference of this mission to come into Zimbabwe. We eventually panel built an agreement, which we all signed in our ugly handwritings, to allow the mission to come. So as far as we are concerned, the mission should come, and there's nothing that should stop it from coming.
Beatty said the mission will meet several government ministers, including himself and Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa, Home Affairs Ministers, Regional Integration and Cooperation Minister, the Prime Minister, officials from the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and Registrar General, among others. This follows a request last month by the cash-strapped Harare to the UN for financial assistance by the government to run crucial elections that will end the shaky government of national unity. While they requested $250 million for elections, the cost has now been reduced to $132 million and could be further reduced as some of the equipment used during the referendum will be used in the general elections. Mr. Beatty said if diamonds from the controversial Marangi diamond fields were sold transparently and honestly, Zimbabwe would not be asking for international assistance.
If you look at last year, 2012, our diamond exports were $800 million. $45 million came to Treasury. To the extent that we own 50% of these diamond mines, the minimum we would have expected to get out of the $800 million is $300 million. $300 million would overcome both the referendum and the elections.
BT told the media it is important for South Africa in particular to assist Zimbabwe in this crucial hour.
It's very critical that, because to South Africa, Zimbabwe is not a foreign policy issue. If there is an unsustainable election in Zimbabwe, if there is an economic meltdown in Zimbabwe, the one country that will feel it and feel it immediately is South Africa.
Speaking about the country's food situation, Beatty said the government will provide $5 million for grain imports, adding it has already issued import permits to the private sector to augment government imports.
I need to say that to import 150,000 metric tons will require $51 million, and the government is not in a position to afford that kind of money, which is why last week on Tuesday we agreed that we as Treasury will provide $5 million. The private sector will import 150,000 from South Africa at the cost of $320 per ton, and that as government will also make a consolidated appeal.
He said government will make a consolidated appeal for grain to the World Food Programme to ensure that no one dies of hunger. Mr. Beatty said the economy is generally not doing well. He said in the first quarter, Harare realized $765 million in taxes against an $825 million target. He said the country continues to rely heavily on imports, with exports continuing to decrease. During the first quarter, exports stood at $700 million, while imports were $1.7 billion. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.